I'm Shikha Salaria, and I'm a special correspondent with The Print. I report on politics, governance, and crime in the most populous state of the country, that is Uttar Pradesh. And today, I bring to you the podcast version of my story on the impact of the Modi government's decision to change key provisions in the pre-matric scholarship scheme for students from minority communities. Introduced in 2006, the scheme provided rupees 1,000 per annum as scholarship to a child studying in classes 1 to 5, while those in classes 6 to 10, either day scholars or hostelites, received rupees 4,700 per annum. An additional maintenance allowance of rupees 600 and rupees 100 per month was given to hostelites and day scholars studying in classes 6 to 10 respectively. However, in the latest notice issued by the Ministry of Minority Affairs on the National Scholarship Portal, it has been mentioned that the students studying in classes 1 to 8 are already covered under the Right to Education Act, which provides free and compulsory education to all children in the age group of 6 to 14 years. The scholarship will, therefore, be provided to those studying in classes 9 and 10, it said. It further directed that the applications for the scholarship be taken from students of classes 9 and 10 only. As the decision started some debate in UP, where a contentious survey of madarsas has recently been concluded, the UP Madarsa Shiksha Parishad issued a statement saying that the move applied to students of all minorities and not just those studying in madarsas. The move has met with criticism, confusion, and some indifference from the Muslim community in UP, where about 20 lakh students study in 16,513 recognized madarsas in the state, according to official records. The change in provisions of the pre-matric scholarship scheme has drawn a sharp reaction from opposition leaders who attack the ruling BJP. Congress leader Randeep Surjewala criticized the abolition of pre-matric scholarship scheme, saying that the scholarship has been scrapped for lakhs of SC, ST and OBC children and not just the minority children from classes 1 to 8 alone. He called it the BJP's attack on the poor and education. On the other hand, his party colleague and leader of opposition in the Karnataka Legislative Council, B.K. Hariprasad, said PM Narendra Modi should withdraw this draconian rule immediately. Madurai and CPIM leader S. Venkatesan has requested the Modi government to restore the pre-matric scholarship to all students at primary and elementary levels. In UP, however, opinion is divided on the impact of the move. While heads of some madarsas claimed that students rarely receive the assistance owing to lack of awareness about the scheme or middlemen claiming the benefit, others have called the move anti-madarsas. According to the UP Madarsa Shiksha Parishad's chairman, Iftikhar Ahmed Javed, about 8.43 lakh students in the state were so far covered under the scholarship. Of them, if students of classes 9 and 10 are taken out, almost 7 lakh are studying in minority institutions and half of them are in madarsas, which will be about 3.5 to 4 lakh, he said. Despite Javed's clarification that the centre's decision was not targeted only at those studying in madarsas, the move has left many associated with these institutions unhappy. Speaking to The Print, Aaron Group of Institutions chairman Khwaja Faizi Yunus said that the move will affect those from the economically weaker background. There are conditions regarding family income, and only after submission of income certificate and other documents, students could get the scholarship. This will impact the students who belong to economically weak backgrounds, he said. He added that it was a good scheme, which would help children of rickshaw pullers, vegetable sellers, as they would apply for the scholarship mostly. Some other stakeholders fear the change in provisions of the scholarship may lead to many students dropping out of school. Maulana Saif Abbas Naqvi, who is the president of the Shia Markazi Chand Committee and the managing director of a chain of minority schools in Lucknow, said that only a meager amount was being handed over to students under the scholarship so far. Several children were studying just for the scholarship, as they used the money on eatables. Many would use the provision of scholarship for books, etc. This will demoralize the children. It is possible that some also use it for recharging their mobile phones and buying pan masala, etc. But if we look at it positively, The move will lead to a fall in the student enrollment in minority education institutes, he said. Naqvi further requested the government not to scrap the scheme for the students of classes 1 to 8 as it is not a political issue but a question of children's future. There were also a few voices claiming that the scheme's benefits didn't reach students. Maulana Shafi Haider, secretary of Lucknow's Tanzimul Makatib Madrasa, alleged that the schemes don't reach those who do the real work on the ground. Their benefits are availed only by people who access it clandestinely. About 5 years ago, we applied for funds for a library, etc., from the Maulana Azad Education Foundation, but to no avail. It is the government's responsibility to ensure that information reaches madrasas. Usually, information is published in lesser-known newspapers, Haider alleged. He further alleged that in some madrasas, several schemes are implemented because those officials working for the government don't change. Even if the government wants to ensure that the benefit of schemes should reach all madrasas, it doesn't because of middlemen, he alleged. He hinted at collusion between some madrasas and government officials. We'll keep bringing you more updates around the issue. Till then, continue to tune in to the Print AM for our daily coverage of politics, governance, and crime of UP.